Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we will begin 11 lines from the top, the typically. In the previous shir we discussed, the Gemara discussed the Shaila, if a Kohen Gadol shechted his par of Yom Kippur, and after he shechted his par, he passed away, he was Nifter. And the question the Gemara discussed, that was the last part of yesterday's shir, was could this new Kohen Gadol who's appointed use the blood of the par that the first Kohen Gadol slaughtered, or does he have to bring his own par? In way of introduction, the Gemara, we've learned this many times, almost in every Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara discusses the subject of Chatas Shemesa Baleho. There are five situations where Chatas becomes disqualified, and the halacha is that becomes disqualified, and the animal that was designated as the Karban Chatas has to be taken out to be killed. The five cases are Chatas Shemesa Baleho, when the owners passed away before the Karban was actually brought. Chatas Shneskapru Baleho, let's say a person designated an animal as a Karban Chatas. The animal got lost, so the owner took a different animal, and then the first animal reappears. Chatas that was a female animal that was designated as a Karban Chatas has a baby, that's called Vlad Chatas. Another case is that a Karban Chatas is made into a Tamuris Chatas, where you take one carbon and, as we will speak later in the shir, you substitute a new animal. Or another case is that a Karban Chatas that's over a year old. In all of those cases, the halacha is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the animal has to be left to die. One more word of introduction before we begin the shir. And that is that if we ever have a situation, and we'll appreciate this more and later in the shir, that one of those conditions or one of those cases cannot be met, then none of the cases are applicable. So I'll give you an example. Let's say we have a situation where a tamuris chatas could have never been made. So even if you have a ability to have chatas shemesa baleo, since a tamuris chatas is not passable here, the halach l'moshe m'sinai of l'misa azla is not applicable. So the Gemara's first question is obvious. We spoke that the Kohen Gadol had a par that he shechted and then he died. So that's a case of chatas shemesa baleo. And we just said that chatas shemesa baleo l'misa azla, that the animal becomes disqualified. So what's the point in the entire discussion that we had in the previous Gemara? Gemara's question. Typically, why don't we say that we have a halacha here, we have a situation, chatas shemesa baleo, and the halacha is the chatas shemesa baleo l'misa azla. So what's the entire discussion? Ask Tosfos a very fundamental question. Even if we'll be able to explain, as the Gemara is going to in a moment, that we don't have a situation of chatas shemesa baleo, and it's a different type of chatas, the halacha still is that it may not have to be killed, but it has to go luria, it has to go out to pasture until it ultimately dies. So even if you're going to prove that the din of lemisa is not applicable, the din of ria should be applicable. So Tosfos answers, the requirement of ria is, one teretz Tosfos gives is only midrabbanan. Here we're talking midaraisa. Another teretz is that even when we say that a chatas whose owner dies and does not require that animal be left to die, still the halacha is that it goes ria, but it only goes to ria if all of the owners died. Here we're not dealing with a situation where all the owners died. The other kahanim that are going to have a kapara with this par are still alive. Another teretz that's given is that the requirement that it go ria is only if the person who brought that chatas already had a kapara elsewhere. Here we're dealing in the sugya where the second kohen did not yet bring a new carbon, and therefore there's no din of ri'ya. Says the Gemara, in answer to this question, the why is this animal certainly disqualified because it's a case of chatas shemesa baleo? Amrei Ravin barav Adal Ravin, Amrei Tamidcha, your Tamidim say Amrei of Amram, the name of Amram, chatas tzibahi. We're not dealing here with a privately owned chatas. It's owned by the tzibur. It's brought on behalf of all the kohanim. V'loy l'misa azla, and therefore it doesn't go l'misa. The Tanan, and the Gemara proves that the chatos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not called the chatos atzibur, rather it's called the chatos yachid. The Gemara says in Masechta Temura. The Gemara discusses the subject, which we've also encountered, that at certain times a carbon is doicha Shabbos, that even though it's Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the carbon, and even if the Kohen is tameh, you're allowed to bring the carbon. At certain times, you're not allowed to. So Rameya seems to, the Tanakama in Masechta Temura seems to make a statement that what is the way to determine if a carbon is doicha Shabbos in Tumah or it's not doicha Shabbos in Tumah? The way of making that determination is if it's a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid. With the Tanakama saying that a carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos in Tumah and a carbon yachid is not. Amrula Rameya, so Rameya says to the Tanakama, how could you make such a statement? V'loi par yom kippurim v'chavite kohen gadol, that's the carbon mincha that the kohen gadol had to bring every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, or Pesach and a carbon Pesach, that all of them are considered carbon yachid v'doichas Shabbos v'satoma, that the doichas Shabbos and toma ma la mechlal. So what do we see? Dikel man d'amad tzibur. What's Rameya saying to the Tanakama? I called Par Yom Kippurim a carbon yachid, and you call it a carbon tzibur. So we said at the beginning of our shir that there's a Tana that holds that that the Par of Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur. It's the Tanakama that's arguing with Rameya. Now, let's review what Rameya is saying. The way the Gemara understands it at this point is, there's a machloika between Rameya and the Tanakama. What is the status of a Par Yom Kippurim? What is the status of Chavite Kohen Gadol? And what is the status of Karban Pesach? With the Tanakama holding it's a Karban Tzibur. Why? Because it's Mechaber for all the Kohanim. And Rameya holding it's a Karban Yochid because it's brought by the Kohen Gadol. But Chavite Kohen Gadol are brought by the Kohen Gadol. That's the definition of Chavite Kohen Gadol. So how could the Tanakama call it a Karban Tzibur? And that's what the Ramei is responding to him. You call it a carbon tzibur, I call it a carbon yachid. How could he call it a carbon tzibur? So some Rishonim say, actually, the Gemara could have asked that question. The Gemara is going to ask a different question. The Ashur Rishonim says that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, even though they were donated by the Kohen Gadol, can be called a carbon tzibur. Why? Two reasons. Number one, when were the Chaviti Kohen Gadol brought? They were brought every day with the carbon, with the carbon tamid. Carbon Talmud is a carbon tzibur. Since they were brought together, it also has the status of a carbon tzibur. That's one teretz that Tosfos Yeshanim gives. Another teretz that Tosfos Yeshanim gives is, because the halach is, we learned that at the end in this Masechta, that let's say the Kohen Gadol passes away. A new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed. So the tzibur funds are used for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So we see that the Chavite Kohen Gadol can be argued are a carbon tzibur. Now, we're saying that Pesach is also a machloikis, if it's a carbon yachid or carbon tzibur. So why it's a carbon yachid? Why Rameya holds it's a carbon yachid? It's obvious, because everybody, every individual has to bring his own carbon Pesach. Why will the Tanakama consider it a carbon tzibur? Because it's brought in together with a lot of people, it's brought the chnufya the Gemara is going to use in the next plot, a terminology, and that's why it's called a carbon tzibur. So right now, what we're up to, the Tanakama holds that they're a carbon yachid, the carbon tzibur, the par yom kippurim. Rameya holds it's a par yachid. Or Tameich asked the Gemara, is that the way to understand the machloikis over there? The Tani, Omele Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says to the Tanakama, Haloi par dehelm davas a tzibur. The halacha is if most of a shevet does an avera, they have to bring a specific type of carbon called par helm davas a tzibur. Or sirev es kechavim, most of a shevet serves of Avodah Zarah. They have to bring the Seir Avodah Kechavim. The Chagiga, that the carbon tzibur, that all of these are situations of carbon tzibur. And Rav Yaakov tells the Tanakama, according to your psak, anytime we have a carbon tzibur, it should be Doichah Shabbos in Yontif. Yet we know, V'ein Doichin Lo'yis Shabbos V'lo'yis Tumah. Mechlal, are you again going to say that Rav Yaakov holds that these kabbonis are carbon tzibur and the Tanakama holds the carbon yochid? Mechlal, can you say Dikl man da omer the yochid? Nobody can argue, for example, that a par helm dovish at tzibur is a carbon yochid. Nobody could argue that. It's brought by definition by a whole shevet. So we have an entirely wrong understanding of that machlokes. Ella l'tanakam kamahada. The way to understand Reb Meir and Yaakov speaking to the Tanakam is as follows. The Shammai, they heard the Tanakam make a statement. And his statement was, carbon tzibur doichas ha-shavus v'tzatoma. A carbon tzibur is always doichas ha-shavus v'tzatoma. The carbon yachid ain't a doichas lois ha-shavus v'tzatoma, and a carbon yachid never. Omle Reb Meir. And they now take issue with that blanket statement. Is it true? Omle Reb Meir. Reb Meir says to the Tanakam, carbon yachid klaluhu. Is this a hard and fast rule that a carbon yochid is never doicha Shabbos in Yontif? I'll show you cases that it is. What are they? Par Yom Kippurim, Chavite Kain Godel, Pesach, that are all examples of a carbon yochid, and yet doicha Shabbos was a tumma. Vamla Reb Yaakov, and Reb Yaakov tells the Tanakama, is it a hard and fast rule that carbon tzibur klaluhu, that a carbon tzibur is always doich Shabbos and Yontif, I'll prove to you that that's incorrect. Because haloi parhelm dovish tzibur, v'sirei v'rish kechavim, v'chagiga, that everybody has to agree, the carbon tzibur who, our carbon tzibur, v'nei doich alois Shabbos v'lois Yontif. So how can you, Tanakama, make this blanket statement? Therefore, based on the objections raised by Reb Meir and Reb Yaakov, we have to rephrase the rule. El nokr ha'klal biyotcha. Kol shizman kavua, anything that's brought at a specific time, that's limited to be brought at a specific time, that the Torah says it has to be brought that day, what's the best example? Par Yom Kippurim, what we're talking about. It has to be brought only on Yom Kippur. Doichas ha'shavus siyontif. Makes no difference if it's a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid. Even if it's a carbon yachid, I feel biyachid. On the other hand, anything that doesn't have a specific time when it has to be brought, and even if it's a carbon tzibur. There's machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, why the carbon chagiga is not doicha Shabbos. Rashi learns, because the halacha is, what is the carbon chagiga? We're not talking about the carbon chagiga that's brought on Pesach. Every yontif, every Jew had to bring shalmi chagiga to the Beis HaMikdash. But the halacha is, if you don't bring it the first day yontif, you have tashlumim all 7 days of Yontif. Even on Shavuos, you have to shlumim after Yontif. Therefore, since a carbon chagiga is not, have to be brought on a specific day, that's why it's not zman kavua. Tosfos says, the reason why carbon chagiga is not considered zman kavua, because the Torah specifically tells us you don't bring it on Shabbos. Because the Torah says, v'chagiyosim oisai, v'sukkah shivas yomim. It's not 7 days, Shmini Atzeres is 8 days. Because the Torah is telling us, don't bring it on Shabbos. So, where we're up to now is a very interesting situation. Rava is now arguing that the carbon, that the par is actually carbon yachid. That the par, Yom Kippurim, is a carbon yachid. That there is no disagreement. And the reason it's doich Shabbos and Yontif is only because it's only because it's Zman Kavua, it has to be brought on Yom Kippur. But where that leaves us is actually with a question. Because if that's the case, then it's a chata shemesu baleho. And if it's a chata shemesu baleho, what was the point of yesterday's shir? It's lemisa azla. Says the Gemara. Eis ve'abaya, asks Abaya to Rava. That Rava is saying that the par of Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid. I'll prove to you that there is a manda omer that holds it's a carbon tzibur. Because the Brisa says, par v'sor shiyom kippurim, she'ovdu, if somebody took these animals, and then they got lost, and so he brought different animals, v'hifrish acherim tachteim, and now he brings new animals, is the halacha kum yimusu. Now when you find the new animal, when you find the original animal, you have to take him out to be killed. V'kein sirei v'etz kechavim, she'ovdu v'hifrish acherim tachteim, if those carbonists were designated, got lost, brought different ones, kum yimosu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oimrim, yirach yistavu, we let them go to pasture, v'yimachru, and then with the money, we buy people the male and dove, we buy oilus ketz mizbeach, whenever the mizbeach is not being used, with no carbonists, we bring these oilus ketz mizbeach. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. So So what are they clearly saying? That the power Yom Kippurim is considered Chatas HaTzibur. So how could you, Rava, asks Abaya, argue that the Chatas HaTzibur is a Chatas Yochid, that the power is a Yochid? Amalei, my power, when the Braisa spoke about power, at the beginning of this Braisa, it's not talking about power Yom Kippurim, it's talking about the power Helm Dovish HaTzibur. Which I agree, says Rava, is certainly a carbon tzibur. Says the Rava, let's read the words. What were the words? Par v'sor shal yom kippurim. So how can you say that the par means par helm dovish tzibur? The Brice explicitly says that it's talking about Yom Kippur. Vash amalei, vash yom kippurim k'tani. So it says, ki k'tani adesor. You have to put in a period. Par, period. What kind of par? Par helm dovish tzibur. V'sor shal yom kippurim. But the power is power Helm Dovish HaTzibur, because the power of Yom Kippur, says Rava, at least at this point, everybody agrees, is a power, is a Karban Yochid. So the Tosfos Yeshanah makes an interesting point. He says, what was the case here that they designated the Sor of Yom Kippur, this everybody agrees, they designated it, lost it, took another animal, and the first animal was found. So you have to, Machlokes, either let it die or put it out for pasture. So the Gemara we're going to learn later is going to ask, why let it die or put it out to pasture? Why not save it for next year? Yom Kippur is going to come again. So the Gemara we're going to learn later tells us that we don't want an animal that has the Kedusha on it here for a whole year, that we have to watch it because there's a real concern that it may be used for the wrong thing. But Tosfos Yeshanim tells us that when is this Gemara din relevant? Where I actually already designated the animal as a Sor Shel Yom Kippurim. So now I designated the animal Sor Shel Yom Kippurim, lost it, used a different animal, and now it's too late, what am I going to do with this first animal, and therefore I have to dispose it. But let's say we did not get up to the point that we actually had that grola and actually designated the animal as a Sor Shel Yom Kippurim, and then it gets lost at that earlier stage, if I find it, I could use it for a different carbon. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Says the Chazon Ish, true, with one caveat. That when I took the money out of the Lishka, I didn't take that money specifically that it should be used for the Sorrel for Yom Kippurim. Because when they took the money out of the Lishka, they had in mind that this money should be specifically used only for the Sorrel for Yom Kippurim. So the Kedusha on that money is the Kedusha of the Sorrel for Yom Kippurim. And is therefore automatically transferred to the animal bought with that money. And therefore, if afterwards that animal is lost, even though we didn't yet go through the hagrola process, it wouldn't make a difference. It has the kedusha, the sawyer, and it would have to be disposed of, even if it was lost at an earlier stage. But now ask the Gemara another question. Vatanya. Again, what is the point here? That Rav is arguing that the par shel Yom Kippurim is considered a par shel Yochid, and the Gemara is going to prove that it's not a par shel Yochid. It says another braisa, par shel Yom Kippurim. Here it says explicitly that we're talking about the par shel Yom Kippurim. There's no way of explaining it any other way. Or sar shel Yom Kippurim, she'avdu, again the same story, that got lost, v'ifr shechayim tachtayim, we bring a different one, and then the first one is found, kulam yemusu, they have to be sent out to be killed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we clearly see that they're called a chatas tzibur. So how is Rava going to explain this braisa? So Rava takes a turn. He says, I never meant to say that it's a chatas yochid. I meant to say that it's a chatas ashutfim. Loi teima shein chatas tzibur meisa. It doesn't have the status of a chatas tzibur. It's considered a chatas ashutfim. Ask the Gemara, and now the Hagdoma that we said today's shir, the preface today's shir becomes relevant. Umay nafkamina. The halach is, we said at the beginning today's shir, that a chatas shemesu baleha lemisa azla. Then we said, a halacha, that doesn't apply by chatas atzibur. What's going to be the status of a chatas ashutfim? So the Rishonim explained the Gemara beautifully that I said at the beginning of this year, based on what they taught me, that if all five cases aren't passable, then the din of Misa, that Halacha Meshim Sina doesn't apply. A chatas hashutfim can never be a tmuris chatas, because the halacha is that shutfim, partners, cannot make a tmura. So if the case of tmuris chatas is inapplicable, then the case of chatas shemesa bale is not applicable. Therefore, chatas hashutfim and chatas hatzibur have the same din. They both don't have the din of lemisa aslan. So Rava says, all I was trying to say was, don't call the par of Yom Kippur a chatas atzibur. I didn't mean to say it's a chatas yochid. I know it's not a chatas yochid, but it's not a chatas atzibur. It's a chatas hashutfim. Ask the Gemara, but we just explained that the chatas atzibur and the chatas hayochid have the exact same din. So what are you trying to accomplish, Rava? Don't call it a chatas atzibur. It's not a chatas atzibur. What is it? A chatas hashutfim. What's the halachic difference if you call it a chatas atzibur or you call it a chatas hashutfim? Chatas atzibur and chatas hashutfim have the exact same din. Says the Gemara, the halacha is that we said it also earlier in today's shir, that if most of a shevet does an avera, b'shoigig, they have to bring that par. But it has to be most of a shevet. What will be the halacha if most of the kahanim do an avera? Will they bring this carbon or not? So Rava said, if one would erroneously make the mistake of calling the par of Yom Kippurim that comes by the Kahanim, for the Kahanim, a par at Tzibur, they'll consider the Kahanim a Shevet. And if most of the Kahanim will do Avera, they'll tell him to bring a par, which is incorrect, because Kahanim are not a Shevet. So therefore, to avoid making that error, Rava says, don't call it Chatz V'Sholem a Tzibur, because it could lead you to making a big mistake. Call it Shutfim. So ask the Mefarshim, Rav is the man the Omer that says in Masech Tahirius that if most of the Levim do an Aveira B'Shagi, they bring the Par Helm Davis Shatzibur. So you see that he does consider the Shevet a Mishpacha, the Kohanim a Shevet. Why here not? So they draw a distinction between Kohanim and Levim in one of two ways. Some of Farshim draw the distinction because Levim owned cities in Eretz Yisrael. Kohanim had no Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. That makes them more of a Shevet. Another teretz that the Rishonim give is that the Levim comprised most of Shevet Levi. The Kohanim were a minority. And that's why the Kohanim are not called a Shevet and the Levim are not. The Levim are and the Kohanim not. The Mefarshim make a very important point. What is the lesson of this Gemara? Shem Tzion HaMelacha makes this point, but it's a very valid point. You see how careful you have to be what you say. In our Gemara, calling it a Chatas HaTzibur or calling it a Chatas HaShutfim has really no relevance because it's the same din. But Rava was thinking a step ahead. And he was saying that if you're going to walk away from our Gemara considering the power of Yom Kippur a par at Tzibur, what are going to be the repercussions? You may make an error by the par helm davish at Tzibur and tell Kohanim to bring a par helm davish at Tzibur. To avoid that error, Rava said you have to be careful with every word you say when you're teaching Torah. But the Miri asks Gavalda Gakasha. He says the Gemara here introduced us to a new type of chatas, a chatas ashutfim. He says, how is it possible to have a chatas ashutfim? What does a chatas ashutfim mean? That two people have to bring a carbon chatas together. He says, he asks, a carbon chatas can't be donated. A shlomim can be donated. I want to bring a carbon shlomim. Carbon oil can be donated. I want to bring a carbon oil. A chatas, if you did an aveira. So if the two of us did an aveira together, if two people carried a table on Shabbos together, and it's a table that you need two people to carry, each one owes their own carbon chatas. So what's the case of a chatas ashutvin? Where is it ever possible? So he says a very interesting patent. He says like this. Let's say Reuven did an Aveira. That he's chayv a karma chatas. Shimon and Levi are his friends. And they know that he doesn't have the ability to buy a karma chatas. So what do? They go and they buy the carbon for him. Shimon and Levi together. It's a chatas ashotvim. Because how does it become a shotvim?
But why That guy, okay.
Somebody else chipped in with him. But the point is, a chattis, a avera is only done. A chattis is always one person doing one avera. Tashma, the Gemara continues. The boy Rabbi Lazar said, going back to the Gemara we learned before, although we changed approach in that Gemara. The divrei Yom Kippur Yom Kippur Yom Karban Yochid, according to the man the Omer, that the Par Yom Kippurim was a Karban Yochid, which although we don't take that position at this point, Isa Tamura or Ein Isa Tamura. So again, isn't this a proof? Lam Chladikal Mandom the Tzibur, because there's a Machlaikis. It says, Maraloi Chladikal Mandom the Shutfim. It's not a Karban Tzibur, it's a Karban Shutfim, as we just proved. Gufa. Boy Rebelosa. Ledivri Haimer, Par Yom Kippurim Karban Yochid. According to the Mandom that wanted to say, that we spoke about in Amr Aleph, that the Par Yom Kippurim is a Karban Yochid. Isa Tamura, or Ein Isa Tamura. The Torah teaches us, let's just stop for a moment and learn the halachas of Tamura. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Loi Yamirena. That if you take an animal and you magdish it for a carbon, you should not substitute it. Vim Hamil Yamirena, if you do it. For Haya Hu Utmurasa Yir Kaidish. The original animal and the substitute animal become Kaidish. So now the question is the Par Yom Kippurim. We have this animal that was designated for the Kohen to be the Par Chatas or Yom Kippur. Do the Dinim of Tamur apply to it or not? Says the Gemara, might come by way. What's the question? See, the Gemara explains, Ibasa Magdash is Linim, as we have learned, and will learn. The Par Yom Kippurim came out of the funds of the Kohen Gadol. So he's one individual. So do we go after the individual who is Magdashit? And we have one individual, because as we said in Amun Aleph, Tamura can only be made by an individual. So it's one individual, the Kohen Gadol. Ibas Mechaper is Linen, as we also have learned in this parak, who does the Par Yom Kippurim affect Kapara for all the Kohanim? So it's not one individual. And if it's more than one individual, there is no Tamura. Says the Gemara, what's the question? We know Pshita, the boss of Mischaper is Linen. We go after the one that gets the Kapara. Damar Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught us. And like Sikh Yitzchak explains, just because Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught us something, does that mean Rabbi Lozer had to know what Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught us? They're both Amaroim. So Sikh Yitzchak says, yeah, but they were both Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Avu knew what Rabbi Yochanan taught, Rabbi Lozer knew what Rabbi Yochanan taught. So why is he asking questions? He teaches us a number of halachas. The first halacha is as follows. The halacha is, if somebody's magdisha behema, and he wants to be paided. The halacha is, when he's paided, he has to add a chaymish, he has to add a fifth. So now, let's say I was magdish an animal on your behalf. You're mechuyev a carbon, I'm your friend, I was magdish an animal on your behalf. And now we're being paided. When is the din of chaim to whom? Say better. To whom is the din of chaimish apply? To the magdish, who actually was the one that was magdish to behema, or to the person that the carbon is being brought for? So the halach is hamagdish ma'isav chaimish. The person that's magdish, he's the one that gives the chaimish. So the Brisker Rav explains like this. Beautiful Brisker Rav, and we'll speak about it for a moment. The Brisker Rav says, when the animal only had kedushas bedek habayis, so that means, again, let's say you promise to bring an animal to bedek habayis, I give the behema on your behalf, so I retain a vestige of ownership. And that's why I have the chrayis, the responsibility of adding a chaymish. But ask the Brisker Rav, what about if it was a kedushas aguf? The case that I explained was that you were mechuyev a carbon. So this animal gets a kedushas aguf. And the halacha is that the Rambam says that goes to Yerusha, to the children of the person who the carbon was donated for. So you see that's owned by the person who's going to have the kapara. So why does the Magdash add a chaymish? So the Brisker Rav attempts to say that it's sort of a gezeiras hakasef. The Nezer HaKadosh from Ramosha Rosen says a beautiful pshat. He says like this, when is the halacha that an animal could be redeemed? An animal with kedushas aguf. You can't just redeem an animal with kedushas aguf. You only can redeem it if it becomes a balmum. Says the Nezer HaKadosh, I was magdish an animal on your behalf. Kedushas aguf. What was my intent? That you are mechuy of a carbon. You, for whatever reason, aren't bringing it. Here's the animal, bring it. But if the animal became balmum, my intentions can't be fulfilled. Because you can't bring an animal that's balmum. So it reverts back to me. Hamagdish. When is he paid to the animal? He's paid to the animal when it becomes a balmum. Because you can no longer use it. My intention was that if you can't use it, it should revert back to me. Next halacha. The mekskaper, which is relevant to our Gemara, we'll get back to it, that the person who's having the kapara, oisaba tamura. And the next halacha, v'abtar mishalai ashal chaveroi, toivis hanor shalai. Which means as follows. Let's say I have produce that I have to give trumas and maisers from. So somebody comes over to me and tells me, you know, I have grandchildren of kahanim. I'd like you to give, I have the right to choose whichever kind I want to give it to. He says, you know what, why don't you choose my grandchildren? They should get, I'm a rich man, I have a lot of truma. So the halacha is, Taivus, no, I could take a minimal payment for it. In fact, there's an interesting machlokes Rashi in Taivus, the same by every carbon. The halacha is, we learned in this Masechta, the halacha is that although every day there were kohanim, mishmeris, who did the avoid in the base of Mikdash, if somebody brings a carbon, he could choose that he wants a specific kohen to bring the carbon. So let's say I'm bringing a carbon today, and somebody approaches me and says, you know, I have a grandson, a kohen. I'd like you to use my grandson, choose him. Is that permissible? Could I say, take payment for that? Achlokes Rashi and Taisus. So here we're dealing with a situation where you have produce, and you have to give truma for it, and I give it on your behalf. So who has the right to choose which kohen should get it, and even get the payment for that decision? The person that's giving the truma. Now the Rishonim explain, obviously we're dealing here with a situation where I'm using my own produce. In other words, if you have produce and you're not giving truma and I go to your house and I take from your produce to give truma, that's unacceptable. That's not my job. We're dealing with a situation where I, for whatever reason, I'm doing it on your behalf with my own produce. And in fact, there's an interesting shaila from the Klozenberg Rebbe. The halacha is that normally when somebody takes truma, he has to make a bracha. Just like we know when somebody takes challah, they have to make a bracha. In this situation where I'm giving truma on behalf of you, do I make a bracha or not? And he basically says it depends if I have your consent or not. And actually this shaila, the Michas Yitzchak says, is relevant nowadays. Because let's say we have produce coming from Eretz Yisrael. So we have produce from Eretz Yisrael. If the farmers are not careful, mitzvahs are tluyos baaretz, they're tevel. But if somebody's going to go and take from his produce and take trumas and maisris on behalf of those farmers' produce, then that produce would certainly not be tevel. And that is something that he gives as an option how to avoid the problem of tevel nowadays with produce that comes from Israel. But back to what's relevant to our Gemara. What does it say here clearly? Hamskaper, the person has the kapara, has the tamura. Here in our Gemara, who has the kapara with the power of Yom Kippurim? Or the kahanim? So if they all have a kapara, why can they make, so tamura should not be doable? Because as we explained previously, only a yochid can make tamura, not more than one. Answers the Gemara, Olam Pshitulei, the boss of Hamskaper is lenient. Of course we look at who has the kapara, not who was magdish the animal. But the question here is a fundamental question and how we look at the kapara that the power of Yom Kippurim affects. That we've been discussing that all the kahanim have a kapara with the power of Yom Kippurim. Does that mean b'kviyos miskapri? Yes, they are all, so to speak, partners in receiving the kapara that the power of Yom Kippurim accomplishes. I dum b'kufya miskapri. B'kufya Rashi explains floating. The really the kapara is for the kohen gadol. B'kufya means they float along, but they're not the primary players. Who's having the kapara? The one kohen gadol. And therefore, it's one yachid, and tomorrow will be applicable. Taisus points out that that when we learned the locus of the power, we really learned there were three stages. It was first the kohen gadol and his family, and then the rest of the Kahanim. So he says, where does the family fit in? Is it Bekufya or is it Bekviyosai? He says, it's the family and the Kayin, Ishtik Gufa, it's all one. The Rabbeinu Yochum has a different pshat of Kufya. He says the Mar means to say that the Kayin Godel has the Kapara. The Kufya means the circle. The Halacha is that when the Kayin Godel made the Vidui on the power, all the other Kahanim stood around him. The Kufi Makapri, they just stand around, but the Kapara is really for the Kohen Gadol, and if it's only for the Kohen Gadol, it's an individual. An individual can make Temura, or perhaps it's for everybody. Says the Gemara, Toshma. There's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Chaim B'Zavachim B'Temura, regular Kabonas have a Chumra over a Temura, for Chaim B'Temura B'Zavach, and a Temura has a Chumra over a Zavach. And the Gemara explains itself. Chaim B'Zavach, what makes a regular carbon more stringent? Shazavach noig b'yochid k'vitzibur. A yochid could bring a carbon, a tzibur could bring a carbon. Furthermore, v'doichas shabbos l'tumah, as we've been explaining, a carbon at times overrides shabbos and tumah, vice a tumura, and a carbon can make a tumura. Mash'en came b'tumura, but all these dinim don't apply by a tumura. On the other hand, says the Gemara, the Braisa, chaim b'tumur b'zavach. A tumura has a stringency over a regular carbon. Shatumura chol abalmum. Even a balmum could become a tumura. A carbon is not chal on a balmum. A balmum kavua, a permanent blemish. Tumura, an animal, if that's a tumura, can never be taken out to be used for shearing and work. A carbon zevach at times after being redeemed, if it didn't have a kedushas aguf, may. So the Gemara, the Brice is contrasting a carbon, a tamura versus a zevach. So the Gemara, what zevach are we contrasting to tamura? Hai zevach hechidami. Which zevach are we talking about? Ilaim the yochid. If we're talking about a carbon yochid, that can't be. Because as we learned in Amun Aleph, midochi shabbos v'tumma. We learned that a carbon yochid does not override shabbos v'tumma. El tzibur. Are we talking about a carbon tzibur? So we learned also in Amun Aleph, that a carbon tzibur doesn't make tamura. Miyasa tamura. Elalaf, what is the carbon that the Brice is talking about? It's talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol. And what does the Brice say in discussing this power? That it's doiches ha-shavus v'satoma. Why? Because it's kvile is man. It has a specific time. What's the specific time? Yom Kippur. Can't bring it any other day. And furthermore, what does the Brice explicitly teach us? V'oise t'mura. Why? Because of the carbon yachad hu. So don't we have an answer to our question? We ask the question, can you make a t'mura out of the power of Yom Kippurim? Is it considered a carbon yachad? Here we clearly see from the Brice that it is, because the Brice is ostensibly speaking about a power of Yom Kippur. Am Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Sheshes, no, that's not what the Brice is talking about. The Brice is talking about Elul Shel Aaron. That on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brought an aisle. And that's what it refers to. Hachinam mistabra. And that makes sense. Disak datach the paro. Tumura. The par. Shabbos v'tumma hodolay dachya. What would be the extrapolation? That the tumura of the par, it's not doich Shabbos. Habachal mikra karva. But during the week it would be usable. That's not true. We said in Amun Aleph, tumura's chatasi. And what did we say at the beginning of this year? That one of the examples of a carbon chattis that goes l'misa is a tamuris chattis. A tamuris chattis l'misa azla. So it must be that it can't be talking about a power. It's talking about the aisle. So again, you wanted to say that this Bryce is talking about the power of Yom Kippur. And prove thereby that the power of Yom Kippur makes a tamur because it's a carbon yachid. I just proved that this Bryce cannot be talking about a tamuris, about a power. Because otherwise, the halacha would, because what the Brisa teaches us, at least by implication, is incorrect. Because the Brisa seems to imply that this tamura would be usable during the week, and that's not true, because the tamura's chattis is not usable during the week. So it must be talking about the ayil. It says the Gemara, l'oy, l'oylem tamura, para. It means the power. I, we said, if it means the power, how can we say that the tamura of that power is usable about the week? Or my tamura, shame tamura. We're not talking about any specific Temura? We're talking about the category of Temura. In Temura, there is a category of Kabanas that are Temuras that we could use during the week. Not all. Some. So what the Gemara is saying is that when the Braisa uses the word Temura, it's talking not about a specific, it's talking about a general category. And in that category, that din, is sometimes actually true. But not by power of Yom Kippurim. Ask the Gemara, just like we said at the second part of the Braisa. When the Braisa uses the word Temura, we're not willing to lock ourselves in and say that speaking about a specific type of Temura, it's just talking about the general category. So say the same thing in the Reisha. When we're talking about a carbon, don't say it's talking about a specific type of carbon, the par or the ayo. Say it's talking about all carbonus, and sometimes this din is possible, and sometimes that din is possible. Yehoch zavach nemi. Shame zavach. Say we're talking about carbonus as a category, not any specific type of carbon. Says the Gemara, Shem Zavach Loi Ketani. When we talk about Kabbonis, we can't be talking about categories. What's the proof? Memai, Midik Tani, Chaim B'Temura, Shetemura Chala Ba'al Mum Kavua. That we said, what was one of the stringencies of a Temura over a carbon? That the Temura is Chal on a Ba'al Mum Kavua. It could even be on a Ba'al Mum Kavua. V'ani Yoetz L'Chul L'Gozuz L'Ovid. And it can never be used for work. Now, if we're going to say, says the Gemara, if we're going to say zevach means shame zevach, we're talking about a category. That is not true. Because the choramaiser, chalan abal mum kavua, do come on abal mum kavua. Because whatever animal comes out first is the bechor. And whatever animal comes out tenth is maiser. So you see that it can't be talking, Rashi explains, about all categories of zevach. Why can't it be talking about all categories of zevach? Because there are certain categories, whole categories, that the dinim, that this Braisa says, aren't applicable to. The Ben Yochum has an easier approach. He says, Temura is Temura. They all have, it's a very specific. To talk about Zevach, it's just too wide-ranging. There's so many different kabbonis. Bechor, and Meiser, and Shlomim, and Oil, and Chattas, and Oshem. So to be that general, non-specific, can't work. Why by Temura do we say we're talking about a category? We explained this. Shame Temura Achasi. However, when we talk about Zevach, Ika Bechor, Vika Meiser, there are just too many different categories to speak about. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Sheshes Adam Mukum Leba Elul Sha'arin. So now we're back to having to say that the Brice is talking about. In the first part, when we're talking about carbonus, let's talk about one specific carbon, and we chose what's the carbon, we narrowed it down to Elish Shel Aaron. Ask the Gemara, instead of saying about that it's talking about Elish Shel Aaron, look for Pesach. Why don't we say it's talking about carbon Pesach? And like Tosha says, why do you want Pesach more than Elish Shel Aaron? Because he says, the Braisa calls this carbon Zevach. He says, in the Torah we find that the carbon Pesach is called a Zevach. But we don't find in the Torah that the Elul Shel Aaron is called a Zevach. So it makes more sense to say it's talking about Pesach than Elul Shel Aaron. And says the Gemara that all the dinim that the Braisa explained about the Zevach apply by Karm Pesach. We know the Pesach is Doiches Shabbos Tumah. We know that it's Oysa Temura. And we know it's a Karm Yachidhu. Answers the Gemara, the Karm Yachidhu. Answers the Gemara, you can't say that it's a Karm Yachid. Because Kosova ain't Shaykhtan Pesach al Yochid. The Tan of this Braisa holds that we don't bring a Karm Pesach for an individual. Ask the Rishash, what does that mean we don't bring a Karm Pesach for an individual? That one individual can't, you have to have a group. But one individual could be Magdish a Karm Pesach. He just has to make sure that other people join him before he shechts it. Says the Tal Torah in answer to the Rishash's Kasha, that since the Karm Pesach, even though I was Magdish it, and the Hegdish is Chal of an individual, that Hegdish will never be effective until I make sure there's a group part of it. And if not, that whole Hegdish is ineffective. Ask the Gemara, V'nukmei Pesach Sheni. A Pesach Sheni is brought by individual. Says the Gemara, yeah, but there's a different problem. Midochi Tumah, but Pesach Sheni is not Toicha Tumah. One of the characteristics the Gemara said of a Zavach is that it's Toicha Tumah. So it can't be Pesach Rishon, because Pesach Rishon is not a Karban Yochid. It can't be Pesach Sheni, because it's not Doicha Pesach. So by process of elimination, it must be the Eloi Shel Aaron.